You're listening to Balanced Designs on 103.5 FM, WLSP, LP, Sun Prairie, Wisconsin. Coming to you from the 103.5 studios, underwritten by the Bank of Sun Prairie. Welcome to Balanced Designs Podcast with your host, Deb Krieger, interior designer and stager. This is strictly an informational program focusing on providing ideas for achieving your desired home and office aesthetics. If you have any questions or topics that you would like to learn about, please feel free to contact me at hello@balancedesignsco.com. Balance your home environment with living solutions from the inside out. Welcome to Balanced Designs Podcast with your host, Deb Krieger, interior designer and stager. Today's podcast is all about the newest trends in stick and peel tiles. I personally have not tried this trend, but I was recently in Nashville, Tennessee, doing a lower level design project with my clients, Maddie and Natalie, and they had used this newest trend in their primary bathroom. I was definitely impressed with how it turned out. It looked just like traditional subway tile application, complete with grout. Maddie said it took about 2 days and a weekend to complete, but it absolutely looked great and gave their soaking tub an extra level of texture and sophistication to their bathroom. So this is exactly what I advise all of my clients to do in their spaces. Do what you can yourselves, and what you don't want to tackle is when you hire a professional with it. So after seeing this trend in person, I wanted to know more about it for future clients as well. So here's the summary of what I learned. You know, what are stick and peel tiles? Well, peel and stick are sometimes called grout-free or most commonly called self-adhesive tiles. I personally think it's still called, you know, stick and peel, but that's what they said. This is the product that allows homeowners to easily and quickly install attractive tile designs without the need for grout or traditional adhesive. And with any product you use in your home, always purchase the product that makes sense for your budget, but purchase the best product you can find within your budget. Doing your own research here will help you find that perfect product, and that at the end of the day is the most essential part of doing any project for yourself. Get the best product for you and your space. Peel and stick tile wall tiles come in a variety designed for use in all areas of your home. These peel and stick tiles are wall tiles. You can have floor tiles, backsplash tiles, bathroom tiles, and even peel and stick tiles for your outdoor areas, which I was really surprised to learn. I would love to hear from anyone that has tried these tiles outdoors and what your experience is with them so that I can either recommend them or not. As with any project that you use in your home, there will always be pros and cons. Peel and stick tile is a less expensive solution to your everyday home renovation projects. It does have some drawbacks as well, including water resistance and durability. So one of the cons is, just like I said, they are not as durable. They're less strong or long-lasting than a traditional ceramic. But I also think it could be seen as a pro, because you can easily switch these tiles out if you tire of the pattern or the color of the tiles. But they certainly aren't going to hold up well long term over time. So always purchase at least one box of extra tiles. You never know when you're going to need them. Moisture or texture can affect the adhesive that makes the tile stick. This means it won't necessarily stick to certain surfaces, such as walls with high humidity or rough drywall due to the texture of that rough drywall. The solution here would be to prep the rough drywall by sanding out the rough texture before installation of the peel and stick tiles, and the area also needs to be clean. Peel and stick can have a cheaper look. I would say definitely a con. However, my clients, Maddie and Natalie's tile, looked just a little thinner than a traditional actual ceramic subway tile, but I was definitely impressed with theirs. So don't let that stop you. Don't let what other people say out there, oh, well, if it's not real tile, it's going to look less expensive. Find the best product out there, and I bet you won't be, no one else will be able to tell. Longevity, of course, is also a concern. The length of time the adhesive products last ultimately depends on several factors: the installation and the moisture and the high activity placement of the peel and stick tiles. Tiles, of course, will last longer in a less high traffic area. Peel and stick tiles are removable, which I think is the most important aspect of this product. If you use a trendy pattern and you decide a few years down the road you want to change that look and the feel of the room, you simply take the tiles down and replace them with a new and a different pattern. Brilliant. I love this product. And I've seen it in person. I think it's fabulous. So this is a trend I'm on board with. I just think it makes a lot of sense. You can even use these in rentals, which is kind of nice to kind of make that, you know, bump up your home ownership, even though it's a rental property, make it your own. So, and the other great thing about peel and stick, just what it calls, no special skills are necessary to apply these tiles. I think the measuring and cutting is probably the two biggest things here. And another benefit is how long it takes to install them versus a traditional ceramic tile with grout and having to use a grout spacers, which are always tricky. That's something I would never do on my own. I would hire a trained professional for that. Peel and stick tiles, however, is not suitable for all spaces. I kind of recommend using these tiles in small spaces first, just like the wallpaper, just to see, you know, how much do you actually like the product and if it has a desired look you're going for. Because then again, it's peel and stick. You can peel it, take it off, and put something else up there if you like it better. If you're planning on applying these tiles in bathrooms, please research which tiles are the best here, because moisture is an issue. You don't want them peeling back at the corners. And select patterns that complement your existing decor. Adding something like, say, a wild pattern tile in an otherwise calming environment can actually throw off the whole aesthetic. So be mindful of your space. You always want to have your home look cohesive and balanced, and most importantly, represent you and your family. Purchase reputable brands known for their high-quality tiles to maximize the long-term durability. And always have fun. Get excited about all the design possibilities with living in a balanced space in your home and office. If you have any questions or topics you'd like to hear about, you can reach me at hello@balanceddesignsco.com or my website at balanceddesignsco.com.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Balanced Designs with Deb Krieger. Be sure to tune in next time for more tips on achieving your dream aesthetics in the home and in the office here on 103.5 FM WLSP LP, Sun Prairie, Wisconsin.